We are hereby notifying the federal government of Nigeria and indeed all Nigerians that Pegasus shall be forced to go ahead and apply the bitter option of ordering the systematic shutdown of oil gas production with effect from midnight of Saturday, January 14, 2012.
That was Babatunde Ogun, president of the Oil Workers Union, speaking earlier on Thursday. Well, the threat to shut down production comes after tens of thousands of Nigerians protested and staged a nationwide strike for a fourth consecutive day on Thursday. Still, Nigeria's Foreign Affairs Minister Olubenga Oyedeji Ashiru tried to put a positive sheen on developments.
There's no nation that is practicing democracy that has not seen strike action by workers. So I don't think it would, discourage investors and so affect the economy. Because, in fact, it should even encourage investors to know that the democracy in this country is working.
Well, Nigerian democracy may be working, but what happens if the country's oil installations aren't? I spoke to Paul Collier, professor of economics and an Africa specialist at Oxford University.
This is the Nigerian equivalent of the Tea Party in America. The Tea Party phenomenon in America is of poor people voting or pressuring in the streets for tax cuts for the rich.
Okay, but I mean, we have a lot of Nigerians here living on less than $2 a day. That rise in fuel prices is hurting.
Yes, but the average Nigerian household, that fuel subsidy, which they weren't getting, they were only getting a few cents of that fuel subsidy, but it was costing them, the typical Nigerian household, over 750 naira a week. Now, the government can provide benefits worth 750 naira to ordinary people that are much better than a fuel subsidy. Who got the fuel subsidy? It was well-connected political elite that took the fuel off and exported it at a huge profit to other countries. It was the people driving 4x4s. So the benefit of a fuel subsidy to ordinary people, who after all don't own a car, was tiny.
Okay, but that's slightly disingenuous in that the cost of that fuel subsidy is not something your average Nigerian would have felt on a day-to-day basis. They would have felt the benefit of a reduced price of petrol.
They feel it, but they don't realise it. They don't know that they're spending 750 naira of their own money each week on a fuel subsidy. They'll see the benefits of that 750 naira as the government starts to spend it more sensibly on things that really benefit ordinary people.
OK, but in the meantime, if unions